talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends, in my honor, friends today are Colin,
hey,
Cash,
how's it going?
And Ariana.
Hello, world.
How's it going, guys? Today we're going to be answering questions that people emailed me on the show. You know, on the show we talk about everything from parents to relationships to problems to school, which just unfortunately started, to hobbies and anything else that's on your mind. If you guys want to call me at any time on the show, you can. Give us a call. The number is 1-323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you guys also want to get in contact with me, you can email me at dcsboarding, that's dcsboarding514 at AOL.com. All right, guys. So today we're going to be talking about stress. We're going to be talking about how to deal with stress, how to cope with stress, ways to eliminate stress out of your life, and pretty much just, you know,
get rid of it. Relieve the stress.
Get rid of it. You know, school's starting. The reason why I chose stress is because school's starting.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in school for a week now, and I know my friends have, and we're all tired. Everybody's like, ah, getting back in the groove, waking up at six, you know. It's hard stuff, you know.
I'm actually excited for school.
Really?
Talk to me. Tell me about that. How are you excited for school?
I don't know. It's just a new school, and I'm like, I'm just ready to go, like, to meet people. And I only have class twice a week, so.
Is it a little bit more stressful since it's a new school and you don't know anybody? And
not at all.
Good.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Look
dude.
At that attitude.
That's awesome. That's absolutely wonderful. Yeah, dude. I actually forgot that you were going to a new school.
I'm gonna miss you, Colin.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna miss you, Colin. I'm gonna miss you very much. But I'm very happy that you're gonna be meeting new people and having a good time. And it's gonna be a Cash.
David.
what's your thoughts on school?
I usually get excited for about the first 2 weeks, but then because I get to see everyone I didn't see. And then after about that, I just want it to be summer again.
Yeah, for sure. I'm right there with you. I don't know about the whole, like, excited part. Like, yes, I'm excited to see my friends that I haven't seen in a while. And, you know, it's nice to catch up and stuff. But at the same time, I would much rather prefer never-ending summer.
Yeah, I completely disagree. I was bored a lot of the summer. Actually like having my time taken up by something like school.
Exactly.
If not school, then something else.
Like, if you're not doing anything
like
all
it.
Summer, it's just, I mean, it's good to have something taken.
Hey, let's play the interruption game. Here, Cash, go. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I would like school a lot more if it was something you could enjoy learning.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
If it was what I like to learn, I'd be there all the time.
That's why I'm excited for college, because you can
take
your classes.
For
college
sure.
College is going to be a good experience.
I completely agree. If school was something where, like, we could walk in and sit down and, like, learn about something we actually cared about, you know, then I'd be like, this is dope, dude, like, I'm stoked. But the fact that it's like, all right, do your math, you know, go home, write an essay, like, all right, like, I don't want to be doing this. So with that, let's talk about stress. Let's talk about, you know, school's just starting, stress is starting to come back, you have homework, you have classes, teachers, mean people you have to deal with. you know, it's a whole package. Ari.
Yeah.
Are you stressed at all from what... How, we've been in school now for 3 days.
Yeah, no.
We started on Wednesday.
No stress yet. I'm taking pretty easy classes. I do have, like, a few academics, but for the most part, it's easy. And actually, I said the other day, I was excited to do my homework.
What?
I know,
what?
Right?
Wait, what?
I was excited to do my homework.
I don't think I would have ever.
Heard. I'm taking biology and art, and those are my two favorite subjects right now. And homework is drawing or studying science, and I really enjoy science.
That's so. That's cool. No, I respect that. That's actually really cool.
Are you stressed yet?
No way. I have the easiest schedule. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I have I love my schedule. I have theater, and then I have a science class. It's called Integrated Physical Science. It's actually, we haven't really gotten into it, but like from what I've heard, it's pretty interesting. And I'm in two choir classes, and then I have English, and English isn't bad. And English my teacher, English. I like my teacher.
Aww, she's listening.
But along with stress today, we also are going to be doing a couple personality quizzes. I forgot to tell you guys about that one. Yeah, they are pretty fun. I love them. But so yeah, let's get back to just talking about like school and the shit we have to do. Colin.
Yes.
You haven't started your school yet.
Nope.
But are you excited?
I am very excited.
What are your emotions when it comes to starting like a new school with like brand new people you don't even know?
Well, I'm a really social person, so
you are indeed.
I'm really excited to meet all these people, even if they're I'm pretty sure there's gonna find like I'm gonna find some pretty annoying people, but like
yeah, no, you always do. It's life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
But like my school, I pretty much go to class on Mondays and Wednesdays, and the rest of the time I'm just doing my work. So
that's really? Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's super duper. That's actually really cool. Like I kind of want
to. And I have 3 day weekends every single week.
School. That's really
yeah.
Nice.
It's a private school.
Really nice.
That are is you cool. taking classes that interest you, or is it like the normal
well,
curriculum?
Some classes that interest me, yeah.
That's good, because, yeah. I mean, like, with a schedule like that, that's just, like, freedom. It's almost like a summer with stuff to take up your time.
Yeah, pretty much. This is true. So
you
basically...
But you guys have, like, you have classwork in class.
Right.
I don't have that. Like, I have all my... Yeah, I get, like, I only get taught in my classes, and then the rest of the time I'm doing the work.
That's pretty cool.
And doing my homework,
they just
yeah.
give you the work the days you go in and you do it
yeah.
on your off time.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. I sort of kind of disagree with that way of teaching. I am more of like a hands-on person. I'm right-brained. It kind of goes
well,
that way.
Well, I only have one teacher, so he's pretty much teaching me everything so yeah. like,
that's cool. That's really cool. And one thing that I like about just like having one specific teacher, I have a couple friends that like also just have one specific teacher, and they talk about like how they can get like personal like with their teacher.
Exactly.
Like, they can get like close to them, and like you can talk to them. And honestly, when like emotion and like comfortability, if that's a word, like comes into play, comfortability comes into play with education, it makes it so much easier because you're 100% completely comfortable with the person that's teaching you, and you can just be like,
you can get into it more,
right.
maybe.
Exactly.
See, like I tried the whole like normal high school thing, and it didn't really work for me that well.
Yeah, some people it totally works, like those crazy straight A's 4.5 students.
Yeah.
But other people it doesn't work at all.
Yeah, like it all.
In fact, Albert Einstein, like
yeah, for sure. Albert Einstein was
he didn't
like
even go to high school.
He didn't. Yeah, he wasn't feeling the whole thing. But I did want to say a few things that I do know for 100% fact that I'm going to be stressed about this year, which I have been stressed about pretty much since 6th grade. Now I'm in 12th grade. The homework, the schoolwork, it all comes,
homework,
you know.
That, because you have to do it.
And tests, yeah.
Yeah,
and
tests, like, oh, geez.
Tests are the worst.
Tests are the worst.
Tests are absolutely I think it's that, I honestly think that the point of a test is absolutely 100%
SATs?
Degrading to the human race.
Yeah, people test in different ways. People learn in
Did
different
you guys
ways.
Do the SATs already?
Like, no.
No. Haven't done that yet.
That. No.
Sophomore.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cash.
But yeah, and for all you guys listening out there that are starting school, that are getting back into the whole groove,
so sorry.
Yeah, so sorry, we're right there with you. I have a couple. I have like a couple ways to help you with your stress. along with like, you know, being with friends and like talking to parents and doing that. And oh gosh, I have an email. Actually, I got an email just right now on the air. You've got mail. I have a little sign, a little poppy up thing on my computer.
Poppy up?
A little poppy up thing. It says, you have one new message. Let us read this. Let's see. All right. It says, hi, Dave. I'm really stressed out about going back to school. Can you give me some help on how to deal with it? Thanks, Jesse. Well, Jesse, thank you for listening to the show, by the way. You are on the air via cyber with Teen Trends, Dave and Friends. Jesse,
don't be afraid to call in either.
Yeah. No, please. If you would like to call in, can call in. The number's 323-203-0815. Hit us up, Jesse. We're right here. all right. So, to cope with some of the stress, Jesse and other people that are listening, that was perfect timing, by the way, Jesse. Touche. honestly, I know it sounds weird. You're a teenager. You don't want to have like a journal. Like you don't want to have a stress journal. You know, it sounds kind of lame. Like, to be completely honest.
But it doesn't have to be like an actual journal. It can be like a poem book or
honestly, jot down your thoughts.
Yeah.
Start a stress journal or a stress paper.
It gets more hobby you love.
Yeah,
and
no.
You can just do that. It'll relieve it all. Like.
Exactly. Honestly, when you have stress and if you write it down, writing it down is a physical way of expressing it. It's a physical way. Exactly. It's a physical way of getting it out of your head and like putting it onto the table and being like, all right, I'm going to assess the situation.
Or I have a sketchbook that helps me a lot. Like,
I do the exact same thing.
I pretty much, whenever I'm stressed out at all, like I just go to my sketchbook and draw for a couple
hours.
That's wonderful.
Or listen to music. One of the
That's it.
I love listening to music when I'm stressed.
Yeah, music is.
Music is what feelings sound like. So if you sing, it's more like screaming. If you draw, it's like, color.
I know exactly what you mean. Like, I have like a little rhyme book. I personally, one of my passions is like freestyling and like kind of like freestyle poetry. But,
and you're amazing at it.
Oh, you're cute. but what I do is like if I'm stressed or like if I'm sitting in class, I'm just like, God damn it, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I'll just take it out and just like go into like that little spot within myself that contains like the rhythm, you know, that like contains like that beat, and I'll tap into that and I'll zone out, you know, zone out just for a few moments and just like write a rhyme and then just like rhyme about something that I'm passionate about, possibly the way that I'm feeling at that moment. And it helps. It really helps. I get it out, and when I'm done, I'm like, damn, I'm like, that felt really good. And because there's emotion behind it, that's a pretty good rhyme. Like, I'm proud of that.
Pretty much anything that you're passionate about can help relieve stress.
Oh, like, of course. Exactly, yeah. Like, most definitely.
Some people go to reading, but personally not.
Yeah, reading.
I don't really.
I was in class one time. I'm going to tell a story. I was in class, and I was drawing a picture, and then the bell rang, and he's like, all right, take out paper. We're going to take notes. So I took out a piece of paper. I took out my pencil, put my colors away. I put my hand to the paper, and physically my brain was like, nope. I couldn't do it. I don't know why. I think I'm in like a different section of my head when I'm drawing. I couldn't take notes. It didn't work. So I told my teacher. Yeah, I told my teacher. I was like, I can't see the board today, so I'm going to not take notes. I'll get it from somebody else.
For some odd reason, my eyes like are lacking the whole seeing part.
Yeah, today they just don't feel like working. So I drew for the rest of the period, and it felt so good. It feels so good.
That's wonderful. And honestly, if for people listening, people that want advice, straight up, if that or something like that makes you happy, your well-being is much more important than one day in class or like one period. If you honestly feel within yourself, I can't do this, and I'm
not
saying
you can always get the notes from someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, like stress, just
you can always get the notes.
Exactly.
But you know, like don't let it make you fall behind, because Like, if you just, that's just zoning out. Like,
you have to get yourself back up, and then that's just more stress.
It's hard. It's easier to keep yourself up than, like,
yeah, exactly. Dig yourself too deep.
Teachers wouldn't let you miss the notes, though. That's the only problem.
Well, I had.
I mean, you have your ways. Like, you pretend like you're taking the notes, draw a picture. Like, you know,
yeah, it's fun. And if you have to take notes in class, then go home and get out your stress from the day and draw or sing or, you know what, even meditating works.
Oh, for sure.
Every single night I meditate.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you guys. I have an internet source that I got. It's a very reliable source of how to identify stress in your life and like how to cope with it and get rid of it. Some of the unhealthy ways of coping with stress. We're teenagers. We do stuff. You know, we experiment with things. Like we drink, we smoke, you know, like it happens. We're interested in experimentation.
Exploring.
You know, we're young. But do everything in moderation. If it gets out of hand, it's very, very, very bad. Don't let it get out of hand because it really can like take over like a very good part of you.
It can damage your whole life.
It really can.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
I completely agree with that.
Unhealthy ways of coping with stress. Obviously, smoking, using pills or drugs to relax, drinking too much, overeating or undereating. That's actually a really big thing.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people go to food for just.
Yeah. the thing about undereating, like overeating, yeah, like obviously, like you're gonna get fat, you know. But like undereating, the thing about it is, food is the fuel to life.
Food is amazing.
It's like gas for cars.
You need everything from it.
Yeah,
exactly. And if
you
undereat, you're not gonna feel good because you're not gonna have that.
That's why a lot of people that are vegetarian and vegan have to take other supplements.
They have to take protein.
They have to take protein and iron and all that stuff just to
replace it. Because it's a natural thing that your body needs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why meat is amazing because it makes you feel way better.
It's the mad dink.
Yeah.
It's the mad
dink. Also, a couple other unhealthy ways. Zoning out for hours in front of the TV or computer. I have one too many friends that do that.
Video games.
Video games are crack.
Yeah.
Really. Withdrawing from friends or family and activities, basically.
This doesn't help.
Yeah, if you're stressed or like, you know, depressed, you're not. Don't just be like, no, I want to stay in my room and
it'll
not
add
be with
more
my friends.
Stress,
you know,
more depressed.
It's just not cool.
That's what most people do. They just stay in their
room. Sleeping too much, believe it or not. I disagree with that.
I love sleeping.
I'm
on that same boat with you guys.
Sleeping is great, but then you miss out on life.
But some people will stay in their bed for like 2 days straight.
No, yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. That's pretty unhealthy. Procrastinating, people do it, but you know.
I'm the master of procrastination.
The master
procrastinator.
You're the
master crinator.
The master crinator. Oh, that could be interpreted wrongly. filling up every minute of the day, avoid facing problems. Basically, like, don't avoid your problems. They're only going to get worse.
You put it in the back of your head.
Them.
Eventually, it'll all come at you in one giant. Big bulk of
it'll cold. Snowball.
It'll punch you.
Yeah, it'll snowball. It'll suck your face.
Also, don't take your stress out on others. Like, don't be mean to people.
Don't be a bully. That's just
That's just sad.
Don't be mean.
Bite you in the ass.
I mean, it's just not worth it.
You're nice, like, you'll get good karma back.
It's so true. Yeah. And honestly, for people that, you know, are non-believers in karma or whatever, I'm telling you, you manifest your entire life, and along with that, like, karma ties in with that. If you are mean to people, life has its ways of coming back to you. It's just true. It's a universal law. It's been proven. You know, I've had experiences. I know
I've had experiences.
Multiple people that have had experiences with karma, and it's true. It's the way of the universe.
It really is.
So don't be mean to people. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, everybody love each other.
So let's see. Stress management strategy number one. Avoid unnecessary stress. Basically, learn how to say no. Know your limits and stick to them. Like, basically, if something is stressing you out and somebody asks you to do a favor for them that's kind of like out of the way or that just would... you know, you usually would, but it's just putting a bit too much stress on your shoulders, and you kind of just don't feel
then
like...
Then just don't do it.
Like, honestly, don't, like, overbook yourself with
exactly.
too many
goes back to moderation.
Activities.
Exactly. Moderation is key.
Yeah.
Don't overbook yourself.
Overachieving is good, but at the same time...
Don't plan things with multiple people on the same day.
Like. Yeah. Plans never happen. Face it, people, plans never happen. They just don't.
That's not true.
That's not true. But it never happens for me.
Problems as well, because someone will get hurt feelings and then get mad at you.
Exactly,
right.
And you lose friends.
Like, not even that. Just not even that. Just learn to say no with anything. Hang out with friends, yeah, that's one thing. Another thing, like...
You don't want to hang out with someone? Just tell them you don't want to hang out with them.
Right, but it goes beyond that. It's more than just like friends. It has to do with school and work and, you know, getting money and this and basically just keeping up with your life. There's certain things that if you just don't feel like dealing with them, you just don't have to. All you need to do is say no. And that's all there is to it. So
then
don't
again,
worry about it.
Don't say yes to everything because... It's just bad.
Yes, man.
Like, yes, man. I mean, that's awesome and all that, but then if you say yes to everything, then you're missing out on some things, and it just, well, I don't know.
It's not good.
This is true.
Moderation.
What's
also,
the next one?
Avoid people who stress you out. We were just talking about that. That ties in. It's as easy as that. Avoid people who stress you out.
That's pretty easy. It's just...
Oh, completely. Yeah, that's easy. Another thing. Take control of your environment. For example, if the evening news makes you anxious, turn off the TV. That easy.
If
traffic has you, like, if you're, like, in traffic and, like, you're tense.
Yeah, but that's most people in the world, like, not in the world, but
you
most
can't
people
really
can't,
avoid
like,
traffic.
You can't avoid traffic.
If you go home
you
at, like, 4 o'clock every day.
Wait, check this out. You guys interrupted me. You guys are the interrupter people. The master interrupters. No, I'm just playing. It's cool if you guys interrupt me. Please interrupt me. It's fine. It's fine, dude. It's not like I'm your friend or anything. It's cool. JK. So, take a longer but less traveled route. Basically, like if traffic has got you tense, like enjoy the scenery.
Listen to music. That's
fine.
That helps so much.
Yeah.
Find something that like you enjoy out of, you know,
the car.
Yeah, just there's honestly beauty is around you 100% of the time. No matter what you're doing,
it's all
there's
a matter of how you
see I'm
it.
Sitting in the studio right now and I see three of the most beautiful people
you're
in this entire world.
David Cohen.
I love you. I'm looking at the walls. There's art on the walls. It's beautiful. You know, and I'm having a great time just sitting in a room for
just
an
so
hour.
You know what he considers art. There's like blank canvases all over the walls. And it's beautiful.
No, but they're fuzzy and I want to touch them.
They're fuzzy.
But, yeah, they're suede. Thank you, Cash.
No problem.
Sweet. Yeah. So take control of your environment. The beauty's all around you. You can take a step out. You know, it'll make your life a lot easier. Let's see. Pare down your to-do list. Basically, analyze your schedule, responsibilities, and daily tasks. If you got too much on your plate, distinguish between shoulds and the musts. That easy. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you have too much going on in your daily life, just be like, all right, I'm going to take a step back, maybe write this down, analyze the situation, see what I have to do. Yeah. Not in this case, draw a picture, because that would just like completely detask from like what you're trying to get done.
Steven, I don't know if this one's on there, but like what helps me is like schedule some time for yourself and just like schedule an hour every day and like do something that you really want to do.
Like alone time.
That's
what
perfect.
Helps me is just talking it out with someone really close.
Yeah.
I just need to.
Cash, there's been so many times where I've just called you and been like, yo, what's up, dude? Check it. I want to talk. Like, you know.
Check it out.
No. But, yeah, it helps. You know, just, like, schedule some time to call in. That's beautiful. Do something you want to do. Like, take an hour, take 2 hours out of your day if you can. You know, there's always you
just
have.
Give yourself you time.
Yes,
you time.
Yeah. For sure. Stress management strategy. Number two, alter the situation. Express your feelings instead of bottling them up. If something or someone is bothering you, communicate your concerns in an open and respectful way. If you don't like to voice your feelings, resentment will build and the situation will likely remain the same or possibly get worse.
Speak your mind even if your voice shakes.
Touche.
Thank you.
Find someone that you can talk to, like, or multiple people. I have... I have so many people that I can tell anything
to. Communication. Yeah. Good thing. It helps. Trust me.
It helps.
It's like writing down.
Definitely does. And honestly, your friends will be there for you. They will. If they are your friends, they will be there for you.
And if they're stressing you out, go away.
Don't talk to them.
And if they're stressing you out, talk to them about it. Be like, hey, guys, check it. You guys are kind of like putting too much.
Kind of annoying. Go away.
No.
But putting too much weight on my shoulders.
Yeah, exactly.
But be nice. Yeah.
Just chill out.
Yeah. Also, to alter the situation, be willing to compromise. Excuse me. We were just talking about this. When you ask someone to change their behavior, be willing to do the same. If both of you are willing to bend at least a little, you'll have a good chance of finding a happy middle ground.
True.
It's that easy.
Very true.
That's to do with any relationship, like yeah.
relationship that has to do with
anything.
That
parents.
Has to do with not only people. That has to do with work, with school. Like honestly, if something's too stressful for you, there are ways
teachers,
in this world.
Teachers will compromise for you. If,
yeah,
that's a rule.
If
of
you
life.
Are, yeah, no, they if can, you work hard, they will yeah. like
seek
they
balance.
Will, exactly.
Yeah. Honestly, like compromise is key because if you give something, you're gonna get something back, and it'll all work out. It just does. Also, be more assertive. Don't be like, don't be like, hey, you, give me your lunch money. Like, yeah. Not like mean assertive, but like be more assertive. Don't take a back seat in your own life.
Yeah, don't hold back.
Deal with problems head on, and doing your best to anticipate and prevent them. If you have an exam to study for, your chatty roommate just got home, say up front, say be like, I'm so sorry, like, I only have like 5-10 minutes to talk, I really have to study for this exam. Like, be assertive, or, you know what, even, it'll help you in life, like, if you're gonna be assertive, like, with meeting new people. You know, that could definitely take a lot of stress
just
off your shoulders.
Just don't be shy.
Yeah.
Them. Yeah, like, walk hey guys, down the street.
Just, yeah, walk up, you know, you could meet wonderful people. Go up to a person, you know, hey, like, how are you? I saw you from across the room and I think you're absolutely beautiful. I am David. Nice to meet you. Like, you know, just
if
like
you
random
do that,
stuff.
Think of how many possibilities, chances, and opportunities you'll get just by like doing everything. Saying hi to everyone.
Yeah, no, definitely. And chances are good. But yeah. That was a little inside joke. But yeah, no, completely. Also, last thing. For stress management strategy number 2 is manage your time better.
I like your voice.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, manage your time better.
Yeah, that helps. Schedules, I mean, they're hard. Planning sucks, but
it's true. Oh, by the way, this could be confusing. The stress management strategy number 2, there's like 4 bullet points under each strategy.
Oh, that makes sense.
See, I'm looking at the paper and it makes perfect sense to me. But for, yeah, just let you guys know, for the stress management strategy number 1, that was the first 4 we talked about like take control of your environment, yada, yada, prepare your own to-do list. Strategy number 2 is express your feelings instead of bottling them up. Be willing to compromise. Be more assertive. Manage your time better. That easy.
What's number 3?
Bum, bum. No, I really want to get some like background music for this show. How cool would that be? Let us see. Number 3. Make time for fun and relaxation. Healthy ways to relax and recharge. These are just some things. This kind of goes along with like doing your passion, like, or taking a couple moments out doing what you want to do. Go for a walk, spend time in nature, call a friend, sweat out some tension with a good workout, write in a journal, take a long bath, light scented candles. Scented candles are my favorite.
I like incense. To light incense.
Incense, yeah.
Incense. Yeah, yeah.
Just like some a good sage. Smell. Oh, yeah. There you go. Like a good smell, that's where it's at. It for me, it makes me happy inside. Savor a warm cup of coffee or tea. I love coffee and
tea. I love
tea.
No, tea is the
I
dang.
Love coffee.
Coffee and
I
tea.
I love both.
Delicious.
They're so tea. Both of them are so super dank. You don't like
not a coffee person.
She's
not
a coffee person. She's never.
Shame.
Have you tried coffee?
I've just.
Have you never?
She's never tried coffee.
I don't accept you anymore.
She never tried. Okay, before she tried cheesecake, she was like, "I hate cheesecake."
And
she never
tried
cheesecake. And then I got some cheesecake.
Remember when
she takes a bite? She's like, "This is disgusting."
Yeah. No, but I didn't try it that one time.
Because your mind isn't open. If your mind isn't open to things,
yeah, you're gonna have a preconceived notion.
You know when you look at something, you can tell whether or not you like it.
No.
Cheesecake.
No.
I don't like cheesecake. You're just not adventurous. I tried it though. Enough. I don't like it. It's I only you like had the Oreos.
You had a preconceived notion.
Who can't love cheesecake?
Dude, cheesecake is the greatest.
I don't like chocolate either.
Guess
what?
Oh yeah. Guess what? We're not talking about this anymore.
Do you not like rainbows either?
I love rainbows.
Okay.
You don't love kittens.
You're a kitten hater.
Guys,
leave the room. Get out. Get out of the. Get out.
I could totally leave.
Get out. No, I'm just kidding. Put your headphones back on. Another thing you can do is play with your pet, work in your garden, get a massage. Oh, God,
that sounds great.
Massages are so super dang.
Animals, though, they really help. Like my dog, he's my best friend.
Spend time with someone that you love.
Yeah, for sure. Another one. Listen to music. Curl up with a good book. I'm not really a reader, but if you guys
are reading, I've been reading some pretty dang books, though.
Like, for sure. I know a lot of people that are into books. Like, it's totally cool. I never got into the books, but I get the whole imagination.
Take a nap.
But don't oversleep. No. Yeah. also, last but not least, watch a comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy is the shit. Comedy Central. I love Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like,
comedians
honestly,
are so great.
Stand-up comedians.
Yeah. They're so funny. They're you can't go wrong with them. I mean, are some, like, kind of... Yeah, I was going to say. Like, there are some kind of...
crappy ones. But then you have to look at the person and be like, hey, he's trying. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go dead air. Go awkward silence. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. You know what? She was looking at it in a very optimistic point of view.
But I still think they're not funny.
Yeah, I don't happy at all. They kind of make me want to change the channel. Okay.
Yeah, I usually just do change the channel.
Be assertive. Change channel.
All right. So, stress management strategy number 4, adopt a healthy lifestyle.
What's that mean? Like eating healthy and exercising?
Well, eating healthy makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah, it does. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Eating junk food is tasty, but like...
it's dank.
Tastes so good.
But in moderation.
Yeah, like, exactly. You can't like eat candy all the time. Things it's just too much. It makes you feel sick.
Things that make your life easier, like junk food, like fast food, aren't necessarily good for us.
No, that's completely true. And what this says is exercise regularly. Physical activity plays a key role in reducing and preventing the effects of stress. Make time for at least 30 minutes of exercise 3 times per week. That's really not that hard. That's an hour and a half out of your week. 24 hours a day times 7. Do the math. You can do it. Like,
the only problem is a lot of...
I don't do it, though. I just go home and chill. But I need to exercise.
No, honestly, exercise, like, that's as simple as something... I'm not talking about, let's go out and run 3 miles, dude. No, like, it's something as simple as... taking a walk. We take hikes. We take walks.
Yeah, that's something. It's exercise.
Like, we swim. You know? Like, it's stuff like that. And
swimming is, like, the best exercise that you can have.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell when you're tired.
And running.
Sweating.
Running is really good for you, but it's
no, swimming bad. Works every bone in your... like, every muscle in your
so
body.
So does running. I used to run. Dude, I used to run track.
It doesn't work your neck.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it does.
It
does.
Your head's like just 13 pounds. Head. You have to hold that up.
It works every single bone in your body. Don't fight with me, boy. I put your shit down, man.
He's a black belt.
I'm just kidding.
He is a black belt. You have a black belt in the building.
Dude, I'm a lethal weapon, bro. No, I'm just playing, dude. I would never hurt you. I love you. Eat a healthy diet. Well-nourished bodies are better prepared to cope with stress, so be mindful of what you eat. Start your day right with breakfast and keep your energy up, your mind clear with a balanced, nutritious meals throughout the day. It's so true.
That is true, yeah. Have breakfast.
But a lot of people don't have time for breakfast. And that's when I go to school, I really, like, it's hard for me to, like...
eat that early.
Yeah.
I don't eat that early.
But then I get hungry. Then I get hungry at, like, 10 o'clock.
So you bring, like, a cereal bar to school. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, just eat something little just to give you... because you need that energy after sleeping, like... just to boost you up, you know?
Exactly, otherwise you're empty.
Because you eat the food, you poop, you pee, like, it's out. You know, your body gets its nutrients.
Everyone.
It only lasts for so much longer. You know, you need it.
That's why you die of starvation.
All right. reduce caffeine and sugar. Shit. I like coffee. I drink a lot of coffee.
Coffee is delicious.
But there's people that drink, like, 3 cups a day. That's, like...
excessive.
I'd
say me and David drink like about 2 to 3
cups. 2 to 3
every cups
a day, yeah.
Yeah, but that's... no.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Dave. You're on Teen Friends with Dave Pratt. What's up, guys?
No. Every single morning you drink 2 to 3 cups?
Basically.
But yeah.
Because I have a big travel
moderate.
Yeah, we both have, like, the big, like...
and we just drink a lot of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, we like it. Like, it's dank. It gets us going. Can't you tell, guys? What's up? Hey. No. But the temporary highs caffeine and sugar provide often end with a crash in mood and energy, which I will completely agree with. By the end of my school day, I'm just like, I don't want to go home and sleep now. You know, it happens. But okay, another thing. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. Self-medicating with alcohol or drugs may provide an easy escape from stress, but the relief is only temporary. Don't avoid or mask the issue at hand. Deal with problems head-on and with a clear mind. It's true.
Self-medicating, like, screws up your body patterns. It's bad because it replaces things and it's just not good.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. When you self-medicate, it's literally a not natural influence being put in your body.
It's a replacement for something.
It just
natural.
Lets out all the bad or too much of a chemical in your brain. Yeah, and it damages your brain a lot because there's not enough.
Anything that you can get with drugs, you can pretty much get naturally if you actually try hard enough.
Yeah,
most things.
Yeah, I completely agree. Most things. Like for example, you can't just like sit down and be like, "All right, I'm gonna focus on being high," and you're not gonna.
Yeah, but
like,
you can focus on being happy, which is the same thing.
Exactly. That's
or you don't even have to focus if you're happy. Like generally, then you're just like you're feel
a happy
better.
Person. You're "Hey, dude, I'm totally happy. I don't need to smoke weed.
Exactly.
I am ecstatic to be alive.
I'm a happy camper."
This is true. And you don't start forest fires. Well, it's because it was like smoking, fires. Like forest fires, okay. Camper. Okay. That was really bad. last but not least, get enough sleep. You have to. Adequate sleep fuels your mind as well as your body. Feeling tired will increase your stress. It may cause you to think
irrationally. Yeah, but if you get too much sleep, like, I know when I get like 16 hours of sleep, I'm so tired the next day for some reason.
As a teenager, though, it's really hard to get enough sleep because you're up late and then you wake up at 5. I wake up at 5:50 every morning to go to school.
Yeah.
Like,
I never get enough
school
sleep.
School always like enforces like, oh, get enough sleep. Teenagers need to sleep, yada, yada, yada. Yet they give us like hours of homework and they make us get up super early.
I don't finish my homework until like 11:30 and then it takes me a while to fall asleep.
And what's the point? Because people...
Yeah, I'm in the habit of like going to bed at like 3 every morning now.
Yeah. But Colin, just to let you know how you said 16 hours of sleep. It just says get enough sleep, not like
no, I'm
get
saying
a ridiculous
when, no,
amount.
I know. What I'm saying is like even if you don't get enough sleep, when you get like too much sleep,
yeah.
Like you get just as like I'm way more tired.
Oh no, I completely yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Guess what, guys? That was all for the stress. You now should be completely and 100% cured of your stress. Stress-free is the way to be. All right, guys. By the way, you guys are listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LA Talk Radio. You can call us at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Or you can email me at dcsboarding. That's BOARDING. 514@AOL.com. Guys, we're going to move on to relation psychology test. In the realms of...
Relationship psychology?
No, it's a rational. God, rational psychology test. I'm sorry. All right. In the realms of medieval fantasy, this is kind of like the realm that it's in. It's a psychology test. I'm going to ask you guys questions. You're going to tell me, and I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
It's kind of like telling a story, and then along the way, like there's certain things that you that
sounds
you answer.
Fun.
All right. So, you're in medieval time. You're walking on a field of rolling green grass. The wind is blowing smoothly upon your face. When you see a box in the middle of the field, is it open or closed? Colin, Cash, Ari,
wait,
go.
Wait. Is the gate open or closed?
The box.
You're on a field of rolling green grass. The wind is blowing smoothly, soothingly upon your face. When you see a box in the middle of the field, is it open or closed?
It is open.
Open.
I would say open.
Me too. This describes your personality. Open-minded and somewhat extroverted. You talk freely to people.
Extroverted, question mark?
Yes. It's basically just like, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, okay.
Like, you're outgoing. Hey. You're a good person. Okay. As you walk by the box, you notice a horse patiently chewing grass. What color is the horse? White, brown, or black?
Brown.
Go.
Brown.
Black.
Brown. Ari brown. Colin brown. Cash black. I'm white. Let's see.
You're white?
I'm white, dude. This is the way you choose your mate. You care about looks and personality.
Wait, which one is this?
This is the This is the horse.
No, I know which color. Which color are you describing right now?
Oh, no. This is the way you choose your mate.
Okay.
If you chose white, you care about looks and personality. If you chose brown, you don't care about looks, only personality. If you chose black, you do not care about personality, only looks.
Ooh, cat.
Way to go, dude.
See, I completely disagree. I think we're all, like, white.
We are?
No, we are, but I mean, this goes kind of like more sub... Whatever.
Depends where you are.
I understand.
Let's see. A magical flight of steps appears before your eyes. Mesmerized, you notice that the staircase is leading up or down?
Up.
Yeah, of course. Up. That means you're optimistic. It's your outlook on life. Optimistic. All right. Unable to fight your burning curiosity, you take the flight of steps and enter a forest. It is hot, but you walk. But you walk on before realizing you have crossed a river. You have to cross a river to carry on your journey. The river is gushing along madly, flowing at a normal pace, or meandering slowly. Colin.
It's in the middle.
So, flowing at a normal pace?
Yeah.
Meandering slowly.
Flowing at a normal pace.
Okay.
What did you choose, David?
I actually chose gushing along madly. Just like when I visualize, I did like the little visualization thing in my head before this. It's
Me too. I've been following along with you.
I'm walking through the forest.
I kind of wanted to avoid answering this one. This is your sex drive. If you chose gushing fastly, it's wild. If you chose flowing at a normal pace, it's average. Losers. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Cash.
Oh.
Like nothing.
Okay. And if you chose meandering slowly, it's tame. Aw, you're tame. Aww, cute.
Funny.
All right, let's go to the next one. Let's see. When you have finished your meal, you feel tired and sleepy, so you trudge along the forest.
Wait, what meal?
Meal.
You never explained a meal.
There, you know what? You ate a meal. Go along with it. It just goes... When you have finished your meal, you feel tired and sleepy, so you trudge along the forest path until you spot a cottage. Upon entering the house, you see a wine glass. To what extent is the wine glass filled?
Full. Full. Yes.
Full? Completely full.
Mine would be like, there would be a little bit at the bottom, maybe about a centimeter high.
Okay.
So almost empty.
Okay.
There's like a quarter empty.
A quarter empty?
Yeah.
Mine's to the brim.
Yeah, mine's like a perfectly like, full wine glass. Like there's maybe like if there's like a centimeter that's not full.
Yeah, no, like if you pick it up, like you will spill it.
Mine's not like that. Mine's just like a perfect wine glass. Like, oh, what's up, dude? Like, I know how to pour wine. This refers to how much you would put into a relationship. The more wine in the glass, the more dedicated you are. Losers. You guys are mean people. Hey, thanks.
Hey, moderate.
Thanks, bud. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing, girl. All right, let's see here. If you are a girl, go on to the next question. If you are a guy, go to question 9.
Okay,
so let's
girl.
See. This is for the girl. As you approach the pond to feed they're swans. By the way, this story skips. This is terrible. So you're walking along this cottage and you see swans. As you approach the pond, you feed the swans. You see a knight clad in armor. As this knight takes off his helmet to greet you, you realize it's someone you know. Who is it?
Wait, is this the guy's one? This is the girl's one.
This is the girl's one. If you don't want to say it out loud, that's completely fine. Girls on the air, or that are listening, think about it. I'll tell you what this is. This is the person you will never forget or get over. That's all there is to it. Like, your nightmare.
I think Ariana's is Morgan Freeman.
Lol.
Wait,
actually,
but what if
it's someone I don't know.
What if
it's somebody you don't know?
It's someone I don't know.
No, it has to be somebody you know.
But it's not.
All right, wait. But if you read the question, as you approach the pond to feed the swans, you see a knight clad in armor. As the knight takes off the helmet to greet you, you realize it's someone you know.
Yeah. But what if it's just someone you're like attached to right now? You can forget them later in life easily.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
But I don't know. If you don't know them, then you don't know them.
I haven't met them yet.
Possibly.
Okay. Next question. What's the
As you approach the pond to feed the swans, you see a princess in royal robes. As the princess unveils herself to greet you, you realize it's someone you know. Who is it? Means the same thing, guys, I guess. same shit, different question.
Was that the entire quiz?
That was the entire quiz.
Oh,
dude.
No, that was fun.
That was indeed the entire quiz. Yeah, but that quiz should like have given you a little like subconscious outlook.
Insight to your personality.
Little subconscious insight to your personality. I would like to answer an email that I got. Producer says we don't have enough time to do an email. All right, that sounds good.
We'll answer
good.
Next time.
We will answer next time.
Yeah, here's the.
We have an email from Angeline. You know what? No time. I'm sorry. All right, well, Angeline, if you're listening, I'm so sorry we couldn't answer your email today. We will answer it next Sunday from 1 to 2 on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Do we have time for a quick quiz?
Sure.
Why not? All right. This is called the refrigerator test. You will be asked four questions, and you must rely on your common sense to answer them correctly. According to Anderson Consulting Worldwide, around 90% of the professionals they tested got all of the questions wrong. But many preschool children got several correct answers. Anderson Consulting says conclusively disproves the theory that most professionals have the brains of a four-year-old, implying that four-year-olds are smarter. Lols. All right. Easy questions. Simple.
Okay.
How do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator? Colin.
Blend it.
Okay.
Oh.
Cash.
Blend it.
Make the refrigerator bigger.
Correct answer. Open the refrigerator and put the giraffe in and close the door.
See, we do that if you blend it.
Nope. Think about this. They never say how big the refrigerator is or how big the giraffe is. They never say that.
This is a tricky quiz.
So think about this. Right. So,
make the refrigerator bigger, though.
Yeah, well, in my head, that's how I saw it. So
this,
I explained it to you.
Check it. This question tests whether you tend to do simple things in an overly complicated way. wrong answer. Open the refrigerator. Oh, okay. Ooh, answer, I almost went on the next one. How do you put an elephant into a refrigerator?
Same way.
What are you saying?
Open the door, put him in, close the door.
Okay, Cash.
Open the door, take out the shelves, and put them in.
Close. Go.
open the fridge and take out the shelves. I don't know.
You guys are all nubs. Open the refrigerator, take out the giraffe, then put in the elephant. You guys are nubs, dude. All right, so check this. This tests your ability to think through the repercussions of your actions. So, the Lion King is hosting an animal conference. All the animals attend except one. Which animal does not attend?
The
Scar,
cheetah.
I think his name was. The.
Go, go. The this cheetah. Has nothing to do with the movie.
Oh.
You big darks.
The sloth, actually.
This has nothing to do with the movie.
I know, but the sloth.
The
I still
one that's
think
not
it's
there.
The sloth.
Okay, go.
I would think it would be the.
Sloth.
The sloth.
Go. The one that's not there.
What?
The one that's not there.
The animal. That's not there did not attend the one that...
All right, well, you guys all are wrong. The correct answer is the elephant because it's still in the refrigerator.
Wait, I didn't know all these questions were connected.
They are indeed connected.
You never said anything
I told
about
you
that.
That this has nothing to do with the Lion King. You're
I know,
right.
But you didn't say how to do the question before.
All right, well, it's like a whole test. It's like a test that all is like under the same thing.
Okay,
now I
next
know.
Question.
All right, even if you did not answer the first three questions correctly, you still have one more chance to show your abilities. There is a river you must cross, but it is inhabited by crocodiles. How do you manage it? How do you manage to get across it?
Take the bridge.
Go on.
Ask them to not eat you.
Go on.
Put them in the fridge.
No. You swim across. All of the crocodiles are attending the meeting.
Oh my god! What is that?
I told you,
yeah,
the test.
You never took the test, no, so we don't know. You can't say
David,
anything about
David,
it.
I
you
just
said
the test has to do with every.
Wait,
oh
wait, my
you
god.
Never answered any of the
wait,
questions,
David,
so we
David,
don't, you can't sit, pity us
David.
For getting them wrong.
Yeah, man.
David.
Oh, you're right. You're
you said,
I never even took the
you
test.
Said
I just
the river
the
was swarming with crocodiles.
Yeah,
you
did.
Yes,
you
did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you said the
water. Yes, you did.
So that question is
wait, there is a river you must cross, but it is inhabited
by
inhabited means crocodiles live there. That means that is their place of home. That does not
That's
mean
their place of home.
Did I say hey what dude? There's crocodiles in no, you guys are wrong.
While you're crossing the river, the crocodiles are
today was a fun show. Alright guys, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Colin, Cash, and Ariana in the studio with
Goodbye,
us today.
LA.
Thank you.
We had a wonderful show. LA Talk Radio, I love you guys. You may email me at dcsboarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G, 514@AOL.com. You know I'm always here to talk. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. What's up? Have a wonderful Sunday. I love you guys.
Of sound, but I see you in.